Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What do you believe? What do you believe? What do you know? Is it helping you? Is it holding you back? Is it moving you forward? Is an all-inclusive thought? It makes a difference. It makes a difference. And that's what we're about here at Life Conversations Radio Network, lifeconversationsradio.com. We are here to be part of the change that is happening. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We are continuing our theme of transformative actions. I knew that. Just trying to see if Celeste was listening. She gave me the eye. And we have an elder joining us today, and to just help us dream a bigger dream, to help us have a bigger vision. And the time is now. And we've got to lay the foundation so that we can have a vision that is bigger than we've ever imagined. Carly Jackson.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Whoa, did she just say she's free? That we is free? That we are free? We're all free. Is that true? How do we know that? How do we experience that freedom? We must be willing to try it out, because those words are very, very powerful, but they take on a whole new meaning when we put it into action. Oh my God, when we put the spiritual truth, the spiritual qualities into action, it is life transformative. It will transform you, and it will transform everybody around you. Oftentimes, we get afraid for our own dreams, our own passion, our lives. It's time to swallow the fear and dream a bigger dream and create a world that works for everyone. Swallow your fears. State of Man. And we'll be back.
What you want to say, but you know there's something in the way. There's something in the way. Don't act like nothing's wrong, 'cause your bad things will haunt you every day. I know you're so afraid to love. Swallow your fears, swallow the things that hold you back, that hold you back from seeing.
hold you back from living life.
Yes, indeed. Swallow your fears. Swallow everything. Swallow it. That, because sometimes even some of the things that you're afraid of, some of the things that scare you, you know, there's some nutrients in it. You just got to know. You just got to let your body take out what is needed, and you can release what you don't. So you got to swallow it. You got to embody it, because it's not poisonous. You are the light. So when you swallow your fears, you transform it. And whatever in that fear that doesn't align with the truth of who you are, it will be released. But if you have an energetic alignment to it, it will stay stuck in your body. Now, that's a visual. Oh, Lord, that's too early for that. Come on, man. Come on, don't scare people away. No, they can just swallow their fears. I'm here to help people really see who they are, state of man. What is the state of your consciousness? What is the state of your affairs? To find out more about State of Man, their website address is stateofmanmusic.com. And the lead singer is my brother, my friend, John Stringer, who is going to be joining us in a few weeks. That brother, I love him. But anyway, let's breathe in. Let's swallow fears. Let's breathe in the breath of life. Let's stand for the transformation of ourselves and the transformation of humanity. Even if we don't know the hows, trust the process that there is a divine intelligence within you, without you, that has the answer. So when we take a deep breath in and breathe out together, we are acknowledging that divine intelligence to do what it needs to do. Call it what you will. Call it God. Call it Goddess. Call it the divine. Call it nothing. Call it nothing. It is what it is. It doesn't matter what you call it. So we are embracing it and clearing a throat about it so that it can express through him. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when the change is inspired in you and you change with the inspiration, you embody the inspiration. You change with the change, you can't help but make a difference. And the difference is you become who you are, who you really are. You return to your true self, and you realize that all is well, that you have the power, that you are kind, that you are compassionate, that you are passionate, that you are love, that you are an agent of love, that you have the answers to everything that you're going through in life. We need each other, and we say yes. We join together collectively, giving thanks. Thank you, all of you that are listening online. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you on the phone lines, we appreciate you. And, of course, our, not within radio listeners, our archive listeners. I was thinking about within radio listeners. Archive listeners, thank you for tuning in. And I'm sharing the show and allowing yourself to be the change you want to see in the world. Because until you, each and every one of us, become the change we want to see in the world, we won't see the change we're looking for. For you to see and experience change, you must become it. You must be, and then it comes into existence. You got to tune in. You got to tap into the essence of who you are. And from that state of beingness, you can see it. You call it forth. You declare it. You walk in truth. Let me bring on Celeste, my wonderful co-producer, the holder of energy, the ancient one. Hey, Celeste, how are you?
Happy Monday. Happy new moon on Monday. Thank you very much.
Yeah, new and moon on a moon day. That's a good time to be to have a new moon, isn't it? On a moon day. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And, you know, hello to all our listeners, Electris in the house, some guests.
Electris in the house.
Woo-hoo! Now, can you feel it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Who's old school now?
Well, you know, it's not old school. It's called old soul.
Indeed, indeed.
No, I guess they're the same thing, really. They're the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but I guess it's funnier when you're making fun of all of the 70s references that I make all the time. Okay.
Yeah. It's like,
it was a good time.
If you know, if they say name this tune and they start from 1980 or 1990 and you have Celeste as Call a Friend, you'd be like, it reminds me of a song that was done in the 60s. No, Celeste, come closer. 70s? No. Be more current. Sorry, can't find the file.
Cut it out.
How are you, my friend? Yes, yes, yes.
I'm
you know.
Very well. I got 8 hours worth of sleep. Thank you very much.
What?
Just don't ask me when the time started, but I did. So I'm feeling ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot moving. I'm really happy that we have our Queen Mother Elder getting ready to step into the house to drop that knowledge, that ancestral knowledge, and only the way that she can do it. I've been really looking forward to having the conversation be recorded, because when I talk to her and she just goes, I'm like, dang it, I wish I could have that recorded. So you don't have to. We're doing it for you today. She'll be here live and out. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm grateful that, I'm grateful, period. I don't even have to be grateful for anything. Grateful, period. Unconditional gratitude. You know, I don't have to have a condition to be grateful. So really, in my unconditional gratitude, I just am moved by how life orchestrates itself, that we're having her come today around a time where everything is going on in the world. There's war in misery, there's war within people, there's war in social media, there's killings, there's shooting, you know, and humanity is challenging itself, itself, like, exactly, to heal. And the healing is painful. The healing is messy. The healing process, if we look at it, sometimes it can cause you to even, you know, be re-traumatized if you don't have the right tools, if you don't have the right people around you. So I'm grateful that she's showing up today around this time. And didn't you say something about something's going on with the police officer who shot Michael Brown, the grand jury or something like that?
Yes, it's already occurring. I was trying to get the time of it. I think that it go within their legal system, because I know they have to. Well, do they? With the grand jury, because the rules are set, but the grand jury is kind of a mystery. But I can't see them not actually listing the time of when they're meeting and doing the looking at the evidence. But that already has started.
Well,
go ahead.
But I guess I know what I was asking you. But the point I'm really bringing up, Celeste, is just the whole energy. If we trust, you know, earlier I was talking about a divine intelligence, if we trust the process that no matter how painful it is, we're always in the energy of what wants to happen. So it's a good time to be part of the solution. And I think I heard that his memorial service, Michael Brown's memorial service, is today. I think it is. I think it is. But anyway, I'm sure you'll find that.
That's not trending, though. Don't you find that interesting that it's not trending? I'm just going to cheat real quick
and
see.
And no. I mean, yeah, do your thing. And yes and no. Yes and no. I have so many thoughts about that, but I'll withhold it for now. Well, I don't know if I'll say anything about that in particular, but there's so much that I'm feeling. There's so much that I want to hear from Reverend June Gatling and for her to share her wisdom. And, you know,
You're absolutely right. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. The memorial service is happening today, and it looks like it started an hour ago, and they're streaming it on BET. But I will have to say, I am shocked. It's not trending. You can't rely on the Facebook trending and Twitter.
Are you looking at Facebook? Because it may be trending on Twitter. But really, let's take this up. I mean, I am okay. Yeah. I am cool. Well, you're right. I'm looking at Twitter. I don't see it. Oh, well, I see Ferguson. That's trending. See, violence is sexy. You know, violence is sensational. People love that because it rears people up. People get excited like, it gives people an opportunity to express their own pain, their own anger, the life force that's been repressed.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, solutions and dreaming a bigger dream and creating things. I've seen comments on this whole thing. I mean, even when you talk about Israel and Gaza and what's happening in Iraq, more people, well, let me put it this way. I see, other people may say, I see more people talking about what the problem is and how it's so wrong, and I've seen where people say, what should we do? And the response is generally, well, let me think about it and I'll come back. And that, I believe, that's one of our greatest problems, because we don't believe in our own ability to, in our own ability and our power to bring about solutions. We think it has to be so heady, he has to be so big. I mean, it could be just as simple as looking at yourself in the mirror and telling yourself, I love you. I am grateful for the life that moves in you. But the ego mind loves sensationalism, like, yeah, whatever. What's that going to do? So, you know, it's trending on Life Conversations Radio, and that's all that matters. And I'm sure it's trending
right.
Other places. I know other people are having a conversation when we are not the only one having a solution-based conversation. And however, solution to this kind of thing is not sexy. It's not what news media made of. They're not interested in really everybody. You know, can you imagine on the news media having a facilitator like the Yana Van Zandt, Reverend June Gatling, or people who do real work, and ask the journalists, now get in touch with your own pain about that. What does that bring up for you? They ain't going to do that. Oh, no, I got to be objective. I get it. They have to be objective. But anyway, now they may do it behind the scene, behind the camera. Oh, you don't get me started, Celeste. Stop. Don't ask me any questions.
That's right. Well, we're going to plant seeds of solutions, rejuvenation, and just turn on that heart light. You know, just turn it on. Keep your brain open too, but let's turn on the heart light. And yeah, that's an old song. I can't believe I just did that again. I'm so
you don't
out of
believe
here.
It.
Like,
we do.
I can't. It just cracks me up. And it's Neil Diamond. All right. But it still works.
Electra just post something in the chat room. We're going to do a quick announcement, and you can check it out. And, she raised a good point. There's a lot of shows on television about cops, and, you know, I'm not judging enough of them, CSI, the killings, and even the reality TV shows programs. You know, it speaks for the excitement to see what happens, who got shot, who did it. It taps into our own, there's a word, if you will, the evil part of us. The evil is not the word I'm looking for, but evil can work, because when you're not living life fully, you spend more time being evil. You know, you got that evil to live backwards, you know? So life backwards. when you're living your life backwards, you just thinking you're alone. You're looking out to get people. But when you're living life in a forward movement, you're looking for more ways to give, because life itself is for giving. Life gives. And we're designed to be part of the givenness of life. And when we're given, excitement. Okay. Let's do a commercial break. Thank you, Letcher, for sharing that link. You can check it out at Celeste. Let me know what she's talking about. What's she talking about in YouTube?
We're talking about streaming.
Streaming. Wow, awesome.
He sounds so funny with his British / Southern /
Hey, Charlotte, stop talking about me. Hey, what I do? Okay, let me stop being silly.
No. We always
I don't know
together.
What it is. Yeah, you know.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Celeste.
Okay. Yes. I've got magic to do behind.
Okay, go make it happen. And we can bring on Reverend June Gatlin. All right. Yes, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And we are setting an intention of healing, an intention of laughter, an intention of expansion of growth, and even declaring that healing doesn't have to be, difficult. That's the word. It doesn't have to be difficult. So we call for ease and grace. We call for gentleness. We call for love. We call for life to reveal itself and be known. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. It's Celeste here, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here every Monday from 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach a Day fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the spiritual weather report of the day. If you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach a Day, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of August is Transformative Actions. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Make sure you join Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnston for Living in the Yes at 9 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday nights. Then, Ambassa Safera has the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach a Day on the last Wednesday of the month. You have more places to listen to Life Coach a Day. You can catch Life Coach a Day every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern on 12radio.com for soul food for your consciousness. Get a little pep in your step when you join Life Coach a Day. Be on the lookout for the postings for all these shows. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach a Day.
try that. Here I am. I've been talking to myself, but now I can invite you. Thank you, Celeste. All is well. So I was just saying that, you know, in this moment we're weaving a web of transformation, a web of healing, and Reverend June Gatlin will be with us in a few minutes. And thank you, Electra, for sharing that link. I was a little bit reluctant to make that announcement, but it's good. It's cool. but, yeah, his service is being streamed now, and I just jumped in there real quick. And I'm so grateful we're doing this show, because if you – let me put it this way. Well, the way it is, I just looked at the stream of his service, the stream, streaming through YouTube, which is awesome. I mean, come on. There's so many ways for us to help and bring community together, to create community, to create a world that works for everybody. But even during his service, there's still people debating BS. And that's what I'm saying. Times like this connects people with their own stuff. You know, it's like, let me bring on Celeste for a minute. Hey, Celeste. I hope I didn't catch you off guard.
Of course not. So, you're an Aries. Got to keep up with the pilot. Go ahead.
So Reverend June is going to be joining us in a few minutes, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, you know, that, I was just saying, just looking at some of the comments on the stream of Michael Brown's service, there's still all kind of negative comments and people even saying, not right here. And that's why, you know, I think I was telling you earlier that until individually we deal with our own, the racist within our own selves, the hurt child within our own selves, the stereotypical energy within ourselves, we won't see it in the world. And those of us who are asking deeper questions and want to be part of the change, we got to rise above. We got to rise above. That's the answer. Anyway, your thoughts. I don't have a question for you, because I know you. You're a deep woman. You pull from a deep well, is what I really meant to say. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad this is a solution-based show. And while we're focusing on this, we're also going to take it to another level of looking at Ferguson, Missouri, and the story of Michael Brown through the eyes of ancestral blueprints, which I really feel is going to be like a part two, but just tapping into it in a different way. But it is clear on my mind right now that besides the other men, and some women have also been, put in this position as well, that I keep going back to Emmett Till. And I keep thinking about Trayvon Martin's mother, Michael Brown's mother, and all of this, and literally ancestral pain of African American and other cultures too, not trying to take away from anybody, but the collective ancestral pain of the tears of our parents that started way before even guns were there. And my call for me right now is, how can I individually, Celeste, offer something to raise the vibration? And one of those tangible things that I'm doing is I speak to the young people in my neighborhood. I look them in the eye when I see them getting ready for school. I'm like, have a good day. You know, you're going to rock it. And I just try to let everybody know that they are loved, they are worthy, and they are so beautiful. And it may sound like something really small, but you have no idea what our young people are walking through to just get home or just to go to grandmama's house. You know.
Yeah. And what the parents are feeling while they they're going through it. And, you know, we're using this, the Ferguson, as a luncheon pad. But we'll talk more about it because we need to now go call Reverend June because she should be ready now. I'm going to bring her on because I know people are waiting. But there's so much. There's so much. I think what we're going to do, thank you, Celeste. Let's take her. Let's pray. It's time for a prayer. A prayer is a shift in consciousness, and there are many ways to pray. And prayer, when you fall into prayer, when you allow prayer to lift you up through music, through songs, before you say the words, the prayer is already answered. So we'll just play a little bit of this song, because I know I'm feeling a lot. Holy, Holy Way. And I'm dedicating this to Michael Brown's parents, Trayvon Martin's parents. I'm dedicating to parents who've lost their children in the most horrific way. I'm dedicating this to the parents who lost their son. What is it, James Foley, I think his name is. I dedicate this to the world, to humanity, as we all grow together so we may live in a holy, holy way. And it's, you know, we've got to be the prayer. You pray and move your feet. We have to be the prayer. This is the Agape Choir. Holy, 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 holy way is the prayer. That's right. Let me know that love can heal us all. Not sentimentality. Not the, okay, let's just love one another. We're talking about a love that is not afraid to go into dark places and get the healing done. Go in there and find out and find the virus that is in the soul of humanity. You need love to go there. You can't heal. You can't be part of the healing if you're not ready to go with love, if you're not embodying love, if you're not cloaked with love. Love is the healer. You are the vehicle. Say yes to life. Say yes to your reason for being. The elders in the house, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin, and we're ready to welcome her on to bring us some wisdom, insights, awareness, healing, and so needed. And I'm so grateful that Michael Brown's service is going on right now. Ooh, Lord, I love how God works. Celeste, my dear friend, I'm grateful for you too. I am so grateful for your energy because you have a great way of holding space. You do that so well. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. I want to share a few words that are never enough to describe this dynamic being of spirit. I'm going to do my best. Family, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin is an internationally recognized spiritual advisor and healer. She is considered a foremost authority in matters of the human spirit. Operating within the realm of prophecy and healing, she is a seer who brings our innermost feelings to verbal expression. At 3 years old, in her birthplace of Akron, Ohio, she was proclaimed to be a child of prophecy by officials of her church. Reverend June has uplifted the spirits of audiences of all ages through lectures in public schools, universities, and churches, where she devotes her energy to affirming and developing spiritual qualities, as well as offering messages of hope, faith, enlightenment, and personal responsibility. June Juliet Gatlin is also reverent of her heritage and cultural ancestry. She is committed to sharing that heritage with God's children, whomever they are, and she is determined to empower all the desire to learn. Family, please welcome to the house, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin.
Yes, yes, yes.
Good morning.
Welcome home, Mama. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much. And I know that you and beloved sister Celeste are doing well also, Coach Ade. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes. Oh, you are very welcome. I was saying just before you came on earlier that, you know, we couldn't have planned this at a better time for you to come back with all that's going on in the world, and Michael Brown's service is happening right now. And I just love how life orchestrates itself, herself. And when we pay attention, we can see that life is in divine order. We just need to get in the flow of it. So thank you for saying yes. And thank you for who you are on this planet, because Lord knows we need your wisdom.
I'm very much appreciative, even as we are having the responsibility of honoring young Michael Brown, as well as all the others who have been murdered, executed in this country by law officials, and by individuals who look exactly like them,
mm-hmm.
young African-American mm-hmm. men, boys.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm here. I'm here. We can hear you. We can hear you. Yeah. Go ahead.
Michael Brown was murdered by Darren Wilson, a policeman who has been, well, you know, you can't believe everything that's on the internet, but on the news, supposedly he's transferred from another police department where so many accusations of racial hatred was existing. So as one of those racially hating humans, was transferred to Ferguson Police Department with the same attitude and now murderous actions. So, you know, it's almost like wondering what this country is about.
I want us to pick it up, but I want to ask you this question, because there's so much going on right now. You said the stories of black men killing each other. I mean, there's so many things that, you know, that we have a phrase called black on black crime, but we never really hear white on white crime. So the whole thing about languaging, the whole thing about history, the whole thing about social conditions, and I want to talk about even mental health. But I just want to kind of bring it back a little bit to you and ask you this question, because I believe, I know that it's so important for us to know who we are. So the question I want to ask you is, who are you? Who is Reverend June Juliet Gatlin.
I am a child of African ascendants. I don't use the word descending because as time moves forward and as we move upward, we're not descending unless we are determined to remain ignorant and, as I say, sometimes stupid or just not aware of who we are and whose we are. I am that child, and my determination is to inspire, to contribute to the education, the elevating, the enlightenment, the edifying of who people of the African diaspora be, as well as contributing to other humans of other racial groups and cultures to know who we are and what our contributions are. In other words, the adage, know thyself, is what I am determined and dedicated to contributing to at any and all costs.
Yes. Yeah, and that's why I'm so grateful you're here today. And, you know, as a prophet, as an elder, as someone who's had so many experiences, as someone who is, you know, I feel like to say you're spiritually mature seems like an understatement. That's a little bit more than that. You walk in it. How do you see the current states of affairs in America and in the world? Because there's war between Israel and Gaza. There's things going on in Iraq. There's Ebola in countries in Africa. You know, there's so many things going. There's earthquake. There's the health care. There's the political warfare, if you will. There's so much going on. And people are also having their own individual challenge. And I speak to a lot of people who say, well, I'm just so grateful for today. There's been a lot going on. Some people would say, whew, that's all I can say about my life right now. How would you summarize what's going on in the world? Did something go wrong, or is this part of the evolution of humanity?
Well, I personally, as we say, me, myself, personally, see it as an evolution. Mm-hmm. And before we have evolution, we have the revolution. And for so long, so many horrendous things have been revolving. And sometimes it takes an action and or multiple activities to inform humans that they need to be awakened, that they need to be aroused, because we walk sometimes in the seeming unawareness and just are so entrenched in what we must take care for on a daily basis that it doesn't really stick us, doesn't touch us until something traumatic like what has happened to Michael Brown occurs. And that occurs on a regular and daily basis. And then we have the ongoing destruction in the West Bank, Gaza, where Palestinians are being eradicated and purposefully destroyed on this planet. And then we have the USA arming Israel to continue the denigration and the destruction of these humans. And then, you know, we have, humanitarian, quote-unquote, aid being given to individuals in the mountains of Iraq. And as I said, at the same time, Israel is being armed to destroy Palestine. And for example, the Palestinians are calling out for their land, fighting for their land in whichever ways they can, just as the indigenous humans of southern Africa fought against the invading Boers in their land. And, you know, then when you have a select group of humans who are armed militaristically with all sorts of weapons, including bombs, then they can be empowered no matter what their numbers. They could be numbering five, and then if they have the right weapons, then or the unrighteous weapons, then they can murder 5,000 or 500 or 50. And that's what's going on over in Israel and the West Bank. And what's going on in this nation, as we see policemen behaving and acting like they are in the military over in Afghanistan and in Iraq, and as they did when they destroyed Libya. Every place they went, it was destroyed. So now there's war in this nation. And as I spoke in Laney College a number of years ago, and I said war is the wasting of American resources and the wastefulness of individuals who don't acknowledge the reality of what hatred and dissension and unrightful actions bring to humanity. And then when individuals talk about the environment, well, the horrendous destruction of the environment is when individuals are bombing, dropping bombs on this earth which has life within it, and this life within experiences the pain. So we're going to have many eruptions coming. You know, in other words, they don't even have to drop bombs, because if we have a number of volcanoes erupting everywhere, the fire within, then there's something that humans can't control. And all humans will run, no matter where they live. If they live in Palestine, if they live in Israel, if they live in southern Africa, if they live in Los Angeles, if they live in New York, if they live in Minnesota, if they live in Ferguson, Missouri, when the earth begins to erupt, then everybody gonna run. It don't matter who they are. It doesn't matter what color their skin is. They will run, because when the bombs are dropping, it doesn't care what color you are. The skin will melt from every flesh form, female, man, female, male, male, man, human, woman, human on this planet Earth. As I say, this planet which spins within the universe without human compulsion or permission. So humans don't have any control except when they go around with all these weapons and all these bombs and all these life-killing, this life-killing equipment that they're being given. And it all in the name of life and rescuing humans. Humanitarian aid is like, what is that? Bombs for one and water for another? Israel, what Israel is doing is trying to preserve a myth, because the ones that are doing the killing are not the originals. The originals were Africans. You know, and when you build something on a lie, you have to keep building and keep building and keep building and promoting and projecting so that individuals will believe the myths and they will believe the lies. And the only way you can have people continually believing is to contribute to the destruction of another, or kill them and let them lay in the streets, as Michael Brown's body did. That was in ways a sort of warning to y'all niggas. Watch out. Be careful. So, you know, I have to open my mouth and and speak at any cost. And sometimes I just sit, not necessarily being idle, but in the wonderment of what am I doing? What can I contribute? We had Honorable Ida B. Wells, Honorable Harriet Tubman, the Honorables Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the Honorable El Haj Malik El Shabazz, Frederick Douglass, individuals who taught, who taught by example, who wrote, who walked, who encouraged humans to come and run and let's get away from this. And we have to get away from all this horror, and in the movement of getting away from, that means to release ourselves, thank you, Lord, release ourselves from the mental constriction, release the chains on the brain, and be free so that we can stand forth and do more responsibly. Responsibility does not denote that we burn what's in our communities, the stores and everything. You don't have to do that. You can burn those places by not buying in those places. So we have to be awakened, you know, and now we're being aroused, you know, as I say, waken you sleeping giants. Rouse yourself.
That's
and come
right.
forth fearless.
Yes, you know, it's as I listen to you, I can sort of feel like, you know, really there is a lot going on, and I can see, sense how if we are not awake, if we, and I'm not saying as people who awake are better than those that I may perceive to be sleeping, because I may actually perceive them to be sleeping and they're doing some real work. But what I'm saying is, if we're not awake, if we're not aware of what's going on the surface and underneath the surface, it can seem very overwhelming. I want to ask you a quick question here. And then when we come back on the other side, because we've got like about 4 minutes, so I want to ask you this quick question. And when we come back, I want to talk about powerlessness. But if you were sitting with Michael Brown's parent right now, what would you say to them?
I would have to say to those parents of a son that to honor him in the most respectful manner, the most revered manner, that they should stand forth and encourage others to honor life as they have, as they did, and to do everything possible to bring positive works into their community, to raise the consciousness of their community and their neighbors and their neighborhoods. Because wherever we walk, we be community. So you are community, mm-hmm. Sister Celeste is community, every human listening be an individual community. And where we go, we have the responsibility to contribute to positive growth. We know that the enemy is out there, and enemies in uniform, and enemies whose thoughts we know not. But when we're walking in a responsible way, we project that wonder which is within, love. And we know love supersedes all things. However, love cannot block a bullet. But sometimes love does win, especially when individuals stand, for example, with hands up, and they say, don't shoot. You know, so we have, there are many ways that humans evolve within that divine consciousness, which never misleads nor misdirects. So we have to, as I would say to his beloved parents, continue to take the community wherever you breathe. When people see you, they know that you represent life. They know that you represent the divine aliveness of your child. And he requested that his name be remembered, and so we will remember Michael Brown as well as all these other children being slain in the streets by hands that look exactly like theirs.
Yes, yes, yes. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. And my guest is Elder Reverend June Juliet Gatlin. And, yeah, there's more to talk about. Just want to let you know if you have any questions, comments, thoughts. The number is 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. The number, once again, is 347-426-3346. The show is archived, so if you missed any part of it, you can always go back and listen. It's archived right after the show, maybe 2-5 minutes after the show. And to find out more about Reverend June, you can go to her website address. It's exactly that, Reverend June, R-E-V-E-R-E-N-T, the letter T, June, J-U-N-E.com. You can find out more about her work, how she shows up in the world, and how she consciously says yes to her mission on this planet. And Reverend June, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, there's so many things I want to talk about with you, but we're going to talk about powerlessness. I want to talk about the enemy within, which most individuals, okay, I'm just going to leave it right there. I want to hear what you're going to say. I can't wait to hear you say what you're going to say with that laughter. All right, we're going to take a break.
Wait to hear what I'm going to say.
Say that again.
I said, I can't wait to hear what I'm going to say either.
I know that's right. I know that is right. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And thank you for sharing the show on all the social media platforms. We're going to take a break, and we will be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today for Ancestral Blueprints at 12 p.m. Eastern on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today, and how to bring awareness to the truths that want to be acknowledged. Join Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, 12 p.m. Eastern, every last Wednesday of the month on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. It makes sense of music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
I'm tired of running from my life.
Hello, family. I'm Celeste Morgan, host of The Celestial Show, and I want to invite each and every one of you to join me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern to receive divine messages through tarot, numbers, and my intuition. Break out to the other side with laughter and information you can use to get the life you truly want to live. Remember, that's every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'll see you there.
I am Ade Anifowoshe, also known as Life Coach Ade, host of Soul Food for Your Consciousness. I am here to support you in transforming fear to love. As a light being, it is your nature to transform energy. This is why it is important to feed and listen to your soul. When you do, you are empowered to dance with life, with understanding and compassion. Are you willing to dance with life differently? Join me every Tuesday, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance and listen to your soul.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. We're here to support you on your transformation journey, to help you ask deeper questions, to inspire you to ask deeper questions, questions that move you forward, to wake you up from your slumber, and to assist you while you're having uncomfortable conversations. And we have an elder in the house. That's Reverend June Gatlin. And her website address, once again, is Reverend June, R-E-V-E-R-E-N-T-J-U-N-E.com. And we're talking about the current state of affairs in the world, in America, what's going on in Missouri, racism. But really, it all, I personally think, it stems from the enemy within. And so what we're going to do now, we're going to continue the conversation. Normally we have Celestial Moment around this time, so I suggest that we move Celestial Moment, if Celeste is okay with that. I'm sorry, I'm sure she is. What you going to do, tell me what to do on my show? All is well. Well, we'll do it around 1:30, Celeste. Reverend June, before the break, I was saying that I wanted to hear your thoughts about, you know, powerlessness, the enemy within, because often it's easy to ignore and be distracted from the enemy within, but it always shows its head. It rears its ugly head, its energy, through racism, through rape, domestic violence, you know, homophobia, in just all kind of crazy ways. And while we're not paying attention to the enemy within, we keep saying, what is going on? Why is this happening? Why is this happening? But we are not always willing to look at the enemy within. Can you speak to the idea of the enemy within?
Well, that statement, the enemy within, that acclamation, I feel has more to do with people, humans, being fearful of self, or fearful of that, of the divine, which will reveal the inequities of self. And many people who are hating, who are, quote, bullying, unquote, in multiple ways, are fearful of the very ones they are determined to destroy.
And that hatredness erupting within has them acting outwardly. And if humans, for example, would just play beautiful music, if they play the Ohio Player, if they play that African composer, Beethoven, if they play Lauryn Hill, if they play Willie Nelson, individuals listening to music aren't really in the frame or state of mind, that mental being, to jump up and get their gun or sword or whatever it is to kill or chop somebody into pieces. And when you have been taught to hate, babies are not born hating, but when they are in the environment where hatred is festering and hatred is acted out, say, for example, in the repugnant Klan environment, they are willing to go forth and see someone who is just walking with a bag of groceries and destroy them. And when I speak of destruction, I'm also not denying the destruction within the communities where individuals look exactly as we do, with the same and similar skin tone, the same coloring or skin hue, and somebody reaching forth to destroy you just because. So that enemy within can be eradicated. It can be moved when we have responsible humans who dwell within that living consciousness that gives us the divinely inspired incentive to honor life in all its forms and to speak, to teach, to touch, even when that means to lay a hand upon. You can touch somebody just with a finger. So when you're in the righteous consciousness and you just see somebody and you place your finger on them, you don't have to push them. You can just tap them, and they can get it, especially when you know that you are empowered and strong enough and you have the power which strengthens above and beyond. So we have that responsibility to comprehend that inner visible, that inner visibility, which inspires us to do better, to be better, and to be best, and nothing lesser. That's why I always tell people, stop referring to yourself as a minority. Boy, I'm a minority. Children are minorities. That means you are lesser than. There's no human lesser than any human upon this planet Earth. This planet which spins within universe without human compulsion or permission. Don't need my permission when I got up this morning. Can we spin now? Child, come on now. So yes, that responsibility that we have, that you have, and it's not always a burden, even though I looked at mine as a burden for a long time, because I got tired of people being scared of me. Don't tell me nothing. Don't tell me what you see. Don't tell me what you dream. Don't tell me what the vision is. And yet, and still, when it gets deep enough, where they running? Who they calling?
Now,
and then you can see them in certain places, and they won't even speak to you.
Right. But
they don't
want
anybody
to
know they came.
And that's what I want to speak to, because, you know, Reverend June, I'm sorry to interrupt, but and I think for me, and I really want to hear your thoughts on this, it's, you talked about the fear of the divine. I think of Marianne Williamson's quote, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. And that power scares the mess out of us, and it will have people do stupid things to even kill somebody that looks like them, to kill another human being, period. So I want to ask you, you know, when we just look at it, because this thing called spirit divine, it's powerful. I mean, yesterday, what, in California, there was an earthquake. That's part of that life force.
There's nothing we can create as humans to stop it from happening. We can learn how to dance with it, to kind of navigate it. But the power of nature, the power of the universe, I don't even know if I can describe it. So here's what I want to ask you, because there are a lot of people who would say, well, I'm not in a place of power. What can I do? It's the leaders that need to make a difference. Can you give us some practical things to cultivate a relationship with the power within us so that we can be the leader of our own community? Leader, and the community could be the family. It could be at work, so that we're not just waiting for people within office to do something, and when they don't, because we're afraid of our own power and don't do anything about it, we get angry, but really we're hurt. Anger is easier to express than to say, I'm hurt. What practical things can you share with us to harness, to cultivate a relationship with the divine, with that power within us?
Well, in ways, when we deal with language, we don't have to harness that which is ever in control, because that which is ever in control will patiently await our entrance. And entrance in ways, E-N-T-R-A-N-C-E, means you could be stilled to acknowledge that which is waiting your acknowledgement. It's like a patient parent who continues to tell you don't, and then when you slam your head, then you run to the parent, and the parent gives soothing comfort and solace. So we can go within being stilled in what is deemed or referred to as meditation or that time of silence or just being quiet, and we can listen. And when we're in that place of silent listening, you can hear everything. I want some watermelon. How come I didn't eat that spaghetti? Oh, that sex wasn't good last night. All that stuff that's streaming. But yet and still, when you continue to go into that place of silence, pretty soon the silence is overwhelming all that external noise, and you become one with that which is ever present. And that which is ever present allows us the privilege of standing forth with whatever it is that we as individuals require. There's no human who is the same. We have different fingerprints, and that's why they can tell us from this one and tell us from that one. But we have our own unique works to perform, our own unique ways to contribute, whatever it is that we can contribute. However many fear their unique and individual contributions, because they are ever hearing, you can't, you won't, you don't, you should not, how dare you? And if world-changing leaders, the Honorable Nelson Mandela, if he believed that bullshit, which he did not, but he was willing, he was called, and he had to do what he had to do. Dr. King had to do what he had to do. The Honorable Mary McLeod Bethune had to do what she had to do. You know, people have to do what they have to do, like you have to do what you've got to do, my brother. And so we don't believe the hype, as that honorable philosopher Chuck D said, don't believe the hype. So when you are walking among 10, and there in 9 believe the hype and you don't, and you step forth, then they're subject to point. Fingers throw rocks, you know, trip you up, do whatever they can, but you got to get up and keep going, because you know the power within you strengthens you to do that which others say cannot be done. But I say ain't nothing impossible, because I've lived the impossibilities. I have projected proclaimed and presented the impossibilities. And that strengthens humans, you know, no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. If they say you can't lift that boulder and you see that that boulder has rolled over on a child or on a woman or on a man or on a dog or whatever, then you automatically get that whoosh, that strength, and you go and lift it. And somebody else said, well, I'll be damned. It's like, well, yeah, they can be damned, but you won't. You're moving in the divine. You know, it's like when you're moving in the divine, you could do all things that are inherent within you to do. Because what she did, that's not mine. When somebody says, that could have been me, it's like, no, it couldn't have been you because you're not her.
Uh-huh.
You know, when he says, I had that idea. Well, maybe you did, but he did something with it. You didn't. So, you know, people have to stop misjudging, prejudging, comparing. I have in my book, Spirit Speaks to Sisters, I said, don't judge your progress by another's steps. Because how they step and get to the finish line, it's not how you step and get to the finish line. When you got to the finish line, you got there. Now, maybe they got there ahead of you and somebody came after you, but you did what you did. So people are so busily comparing, and they contribute that insanity even to children when they get in school. You're the best, and you're not. You know, well, yeah, you might have one leg. But what you do with one leg is what that other one isn't doing with their two. But you don't have to compare. You don't have to point fingers and think that I'm better and you're lesser. When I've walked in schoolrooms working with children from preschool through college and university, and I can ask, how many minorities do we have in here? And hands will go up. Because why? They've been conditioned to that outer bullshit. But I said, be thankful for the bullshit. It's a fertilizer. It stinks. But when you spread it, it makes things grow. You are not lesser than any human upon this. And as long as you think you are, here they're talking about in Ferguson, you know, Missouri, that I don't know the number. I'm just going to throw out a number because it's a higher number. You know, Ferguson, the African-American community, is 57%. Yet they are, quote, ruled, unquote, by the minority, the lesser than, the smaller number. And so the ones that are 57% walk in believing that they're a minority. They talk about, well, the minority people have the higher numbers in Ferguson. It's like, well, how the hell can you be a minority and have a higher number? They got to get involved. You know, you have to be involved. You have to. You can slay that inner demon, but you don't have to harness it. You can slay it just by going within and saying, get out. You got to go. Because you have that power to do that. You know, you can say, get out. The power within is ever present. Just like that presence of fire and flames, lava boiling beneath the earth somewhere, or like the movement, the smaller shaking in the earth somewhere, and just a quake, just a minute quake, can destroy buildings and bridges. It can remove boundaries, and humans be running. Where are you going to run to? That's what they need to say. Where are you going to run to? Ask yourself. Run within. And see who you are. Run within and see whose you are. And I'm not talking about religion. It's religion is causing all this hell on the planet.
Okay.
I'm talking about that spirit, that breath. And sometimes humans don't even acknowledge it exists until it's coming onto their last breath when they're trying to keep it and hold it. And it's saying, I'm finna leave now. We're breathing, humans. We're breathing humans. We're breathing. And so what are you gonna do? I know what I'm doing. And I have to say, really, and I've always said it, I'm not scared of anything or anybody. Wasn't raised to be that way. However, I knew it within. We were called and sometimes chosen, called and chosen. Got to do what we got to do no matter how we resist, because it's going to happen anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, be stilled.
Yes.
And know that the enemy within is fearful.
Mm.
Divine is fearless. I tell folk, you have the authority to be fearless, no matter what somebody say. I mean, we can, that empowering fearlessness will contribute to us having the sense to know, don't do something detrimental to this person or that person or to whatever or whomever. Respect, honor, reverence is a prime necessity for life.
Mm-hmm.
I can't arm you and for you to go out here and give you, I can't give you these certain costumes to wear. As soon as you put on one sock and one shoe and then put a belt around your waist and a hat on your head and put a little badge on, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, damn, look at me. They're already in that, and so the consciousness that they have, and you might say, just for words, low-minded consciousness, pump them up. They all blowed up. Bloated and ready to go out here to do what that costume requires.
Yes.
I'm going to kill you. And so many do. Because they surrender to the enemy within. And there are many who assist them with that surrendering by giving them outer accoutrements. Wear this, put this on. Here, take this. And they can hear in that brain, that mental body, which says, no, don't take that. But they take it and then they become whatever they believe it is until that believing is dismantled and destroyed. And it's like, oh, wow. And he's like, yeah, you're standing here with the rest of us on the periphery of the Grand Canyon, because everything is rumbling and rolling behind you. What are you going to do? You going to run into the rumbling and all that, or are you going to drop over the edge?
Mm.
And sometimes dropping over the edge is an action and or activity of faith, because it don't look like anything's there. Nothing is there that you can see. But that inner power, that empowering divine says, step out, step over. And you step out, and hey, there's a foundation. You say, whoa, wow, look at me. It's like, yeah, look at you. So.
I like that. So, well, you know, we're going to take a break. We're going to do a celestial moment. And when we come back, I want to continue the conversation, because you said a lot of things there. But one of the things that's like sticking with me here is the idea of minority being less than. And as you broke that down, and I'm hearing it for the first time, is as human beings, period, if we feel like we're less than, we're going to compromise ourselves. And too many people are trying not to be less than, so we use all kind of different makeups, and I'm not just talking about females. We use work as a makeup. We use house as a makeup. We use money as a makeup, but while the people are dying on the inside. So languaging is very important, and understanding if someone's going to subscribe to the label being a minority, they may be sending a message to themselves that they're less than. And when you feel less than, that is a pressure cooker under pressure. So we need to really check our language. And the other thing I want to say, which I want you to talk more, well, I'm going to want you to talk more about after Celestial Moment, which is coming up, is you know, you shared something earlier about your prophetic gift when you were younger, and you knew from age three, and then people were afraid to hang around you, and then when there's trouble, they come to you, but when you're out in the street, they want nothing to do with you. And I believe that part of the healing to all that's going on in the world is being able, it's an opportunity for us all to tap into our inner power. And one of the ways to tap into our inner power is recognizing what we do so uniquely, what is called a gift. You know, I always say, you know, they say somebody, what's your calling? But we called ourselves forth to be on this planet. So after Celestial Moment, I want you to talk a little bit about your journey, your determination and commitment to hold on to what you called yourself forth, and how you navigated the judgment and the criticism and pretending they don't know you, even though a time of struggle, they come to you. And in a way that maybe your story can inspire other people to stay in integrity with their gifts. All right, so I want you to answer that after Celestial Moment, and I can rephrase the question when we come back if you need me to. I was just in the vortex. I was listening to the stream. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. The theme for this month is transformative actions. And we have an elder, we have a prophet in the house, Reverend June Juliet Gatlin, speaking to a deeper part of ourselves. Sometimes it may even feel uncomfortable, because I believe that's why we have some of the things that's going on. Too many people are uncomfortable to have the uncomfortable conversation. And until you are comfortable with having the uncomfortable conversation, the soul, life is going to keep saying, hello, this needs healing, this needs healing. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad. And we're going to do Celestial Moment right now, and I'm going to bring on Celeste, and yep. So let's do Celestial Moment. Hey, Celeste. Yeah, whatever.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
And you are also, before you do Celestial Moment, you're telling us that there's another shoe-in that happened. So there's a lot of energy going on in the planet. Can you tell us about what's going on?
I sure can. A female soldier at Fort Lee, Virginia, this morning at about 9:50. I don't have that time right. But this morning, brought a gun into the Army facility in Virginia, and she shot herself. She walked into the Combined Armed Support Command headquarters of Fort Lee, brandished a weapon, and fired the single shot. At this moment, she was transported to a local hospital. Her condition is unknown, and her name and rank have not been disclosed. And they are unclear if the building was the soldier's place of duty or if she went there for a specific purpose. Now, when I read these types of things and these types of news breaks, I am learning through your example, Life Coach, today to remember that because my attention was focused there, that healing, you know, I have an opportunity to pray in that moment. It's a moment that's calling for prayer and light. And so, yes, that broke today. And there's, you know, there's a lot of these incidents coming up more and more, but it is unusual that it's a female soldier. So I'm just lifting her up and asking all of us to do that. And even the situation yesterday where Suge Knight got shot 6 times at a pre-VMA party in Chicago, and just everywhere right now, when you see it, don't lose your power. Remember your responsibility, like Reverend June has so beautifully just articulated, because we have a personal responsibility. And in that moment, I mean, I'm not at Fort Lee, I'm not in Chicago. I'm not with, but I'm with you. And I can pray. And I can do whatever I can do in my example to offer peace. Because violence happens in many ways besides a gunshot.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yes. You know, it's like Reverend June was sharing earlier too. You know, when there's an earthquake, people run. I don't think anybody stopped and said, "Wait a minute, are you Republican? Oh, you're white. Don't run next to me. You're black. People run for their life, and life is calling us right now. Life is calling us to pay attention, to look at mental health, to look at how we relate with one another and have the uncomfortable conversations. It's time. All right, let's just let you a moment, and we'll continue the conversation with Reverend June Gatlin.
All right, it's my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment, to a beautiful ancestral and astrological gifts happening. All right, I receive that. Thank you. Good afternoon, family. It is Celeste here, and it's my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Happy new moon in Virgo. Virgo is the Virgin, but this is not about being non-sexual. This is about being whole, all into yourself, to connect with your fully integrated divine masculine and feminine energy. This is your time to plant your seeds of intention to create the life you want to create from a place of power instead of a place of reaction. The number running today is 4, and if it happens to be your birthday, this is your lesson number for the whole year. 4 speaks of order, groundedness, and balance. It's considered to be a builder number, and it's governed by the planet of nonconformity, Uranus. Our high chakra is our 4th chakra, and 4 also reveals itself as the emperor in tarot, which brings form and order to our dreams as the architect. Now today, we're going to take the power of 4 and connect it to fire. We are putting a spotlight on the 4 of Wands of Mother Peace Tarot. This card is about igniting your passion. 4 adolescent African girls are dancing in celebration of a significant hallmark. It's the beginning of puberty. They are moving from their girlhood into their womanhood. A blue hummingbird flies in this card as a sacred reminder to be, enjoy, and taste the sweet nectar of life fueled by creativity, dreams, quiet musings, and transformative action. We sense the passion of a thriving, well-connected community where women dance, sing, and celebrate growing with and for each other. What better gift to offer the world than the blazing colors of orange and yellow, the colors of the sacral chakra and the navel solar plexus chakra? With its elements of water and fire, we connect with our own sexuality and our power as we witness these young ones who are destined to give birth to their ability to heal, and they are determined to do it together. We learn by their example, so all is well. And that's the story of 4 through the 4 of Wands through Mother Peace Tarot. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, accompanied by Destiny Muhammad, Harpist from the Hood. To find out more about Destiny, her website address is destinymuhammad.com. Thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. We are having a conversation with an elder, Reverend June Gatlin. We are talking about all things, all that's going on in the world, the pain, the separation, the racism, the killing, the war. How do we become the change we want to see? And Reverend June, I wanted, before the break, we were talking about Well, what I wanted to talk about is your, you know, your prophetic journey and how you navigated to be where you are today. Well, can you share your story and using that to give hope, if you will, inspire people who know that they have a gift? It may be prophetic. It may be just as simple as baking cake. But each and every one of us have something that we're here to deliver uniquely. But sometimes we get afraid because we don't want to feel alone. We don't know what people are going to think about us or judge us or criticize us. Can you just give us something to assist humanity in tapping in?
Well, I was not reticent to utilize that which breathes and be June. Humans became and did show their fear and their hostility, their being unable to control that which does utilize my life. And I was, you know, as they say, when you're a child, you do as a child. You're running and playing, and I'm running and playing and speaking and contributing and running and playing and speaking and contributing. Even though I experienced adults being fear-filled, adults telling and warning my parents, tell her not to speak. She don't have to be saying, you know, thus and so and such and such. And because I come from a prophetic line of humans on my grandfather's side, maternal grandfather, my grandfather and my grandmother, and on both lines they have prophecy and healing. So I had to become consciousness, true consciousness, and learn to adhere to that which directed, don't say anything to this one, don't say anything to that, say this to so-and-so, and say thus and so to him or her. And when I did, they comprehended. Were pleased, sometimes shocked, depending on what was spoken. And as I continued doing this work, as it continued to evolve the being of whom I am, I was in entertainment, and I'm jumping far ahead, in entertainment and for example, was introduced to one man at a party. And when they introduced us, his words were, oh, yeah, you're the one who don't let people have their fantasies. It's like, well, we just met. I don't even know you. What are you talking about? But that's what he heard. Mm. And what I did was I was never fearful of who I am. What lives within us does not make us dislike who we are unless it's negative and negativity, which is fed from the outer world. But I became more conscious of how humans are, so I made myself very uncomfortable by, quote, attempting and or trying, unquote, to adhere to their fearfulness. You know, it's like, okay, I got to be watchful of this one. I got to be watchful around that one. I don't want to make this person uncomfortable. And so while I'm becoming very, 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 and exceptionally very uncomfortable because of, quote, attempting and or trying, unquote, protect them so they won't feel uncomfortable when I walk in the room or when I'm sitting on the sofa or when I'm dancing or whatever. And it's like after a minute, it's like, you know what? Okay. Sometimes you got to say, oh, well, I'm not thinking about y'all. And that's the thing. You don't have time to be thinking regarding what other folk doing or what they're not doing because it's your thoughts. So you got to do and be who you are and do what you're supposed to do and what you got to do, regardless of how uncomfortable others are. Think about how uncomfortable people were with Dr. King. Oh, we saw that, didn't we? We saw with J. Edgar Hoover and his fearfulness of being discovered and or uncovered. So we see what fear do. You know, fear will, it will strike in many ways. So I have been struck many ways, hurt many ways, individuals being very hostile in many ways. And should I one day, which I will, and I have, name these renowned, celebrated humans who have done so much horror within my life. And then you see them in public, and it's like, hoo, 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 I'm great, I'm grand, I'm glorious, and all that. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You're the one that threw trash into my abdominal area. And now you are all and held high in great esteem. But what Most High has allowed me the privilege of doing is seeing the underhanded ways that the celebrated ones behave, how they act, what their actions really are. So it's like, oh, no, we don't want that hussy around us. Do whatever you can. Don't bring, don't let her come to our party. Don't invite her. Mm. Well, why? Oh, well, she knows everything about me. She knows. It's like, you know, and I, that's why I tell people, I don't care if you have sex with a snake. If I'm not supposed to say anything, I won't. I don't. Mm. I'm not intrusive in people. But I have had to reach across oceans to connect with humans and give them, as we say, the living word. And when they get it, know that it came from something greater and higher and supreme and divine. But because I can give that, doesn't mean that I act like I'm better than you or that I will attempt and or try to be lesser than. I'm not. I'm just who I am. And who I am is one fearless black woman who ain't scared of nothing and no thing. And I don't believe everything somebody says just because they're standing in a pulpit or on a podium. Because I'm seeing their stuff. And if I have to say something, like, don't be telling those people all that bullshit. You know it's not real. I mean, I had somebody that when I was ill, I went to this wonderful, well-known church to receive prayer. Took us in the room. Brother walked over to put his hand on me. I said, not you. You don't need to be praying for anybody. If you're going to pray, then you need to pray for you. But you can't lay hands on my body. And he looked, and the people looked. And I said, no, with everything that's going on in your marriage and the things that you're doing, my brother knows I'm not the one. You shouldn't be putting hands on anybody. And the reality is, the deacons and all that, they all knew what he was doing, but you still let him be in this position to lay his dirty, filthy hands on people and tell them, I will pray for you, not me, not this body. My body was in a very vulnerable position, so I definitely don't need to receive, be getting your nasty, dirty, stinky energy. So, you know, people who want to make judgment, my Bible says this about psychics. I said, your Bible don't say nothing about psychics because the word's not in there. I said, well, I'm going to tell you what it means. To be a, quote, psychic, unquote, means to be of the soul. And when they say, well, you know, she's dealing with the occult. Well, hey, maybe I am dealing with things that are hidden and unseen. Because people, that's why I tell people, learn language. Read the dictionary. Go get a thesaurus. Deal with etymology so you can learn and stop saying stuff just because it's the common thing to say. You know, so this ability has evolved, June. And when I was suicidal, living suicidal because of being unable to or feeling unable to deal with all this hatefulness and all this horror and all this degradation and all this enmity and all this hostility and this lack
of love, seemingly, on this planet. It's like, I got to get out of here. Because not only that, was I not only living in on Monday, but I was also on Saturday in 2016. And it's like, well, Jesus Christ, how am I going to live with this? Because I'm talking and saying stuff, and as Maurice White said, June, you don't see what other people see. You don't hear what we see. So it became like a burden, I thought. I fought that burden. And it was a useless fight because I was fighting June. I had to take time and away from the entertainment industry, being the first black female to perform in Caesar's Palace. I had to take time away from that because it didn't give a thrill to my soul the way the divine does. It was so much unspirituality in that industry, and still is, where they benefit from the advantages that others creative contribute. They take those advantages which are available. I tell people, nobody takes advantage of you. You give your advantages away. So I was like, I had to get away from there. And Holy Spirit said, no, you got to stay there because that's where we need you.
Uh-huh.
So I became, became a consultant to so many humans in government, in politics, in education, in finance, and everything. And my friends say, you stay in some place with a 34-year-old carpet. When I was the consultant working with the Honorable Michael Jackson, and people said, you working with Michael? Wow, you ought to be. I said, it's Michael's wealth, not mine. Each person has their own wealth, whatever that wealth is. But people look at who you work with and think that you ought to be them. It's like, no, I'm not them. This is what I do. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer experiencing suicidal desires. I know about them because I lived them. I lived, and I let people know. When I spoke in Kent State, I told them about depression, about being bipolar. When I finished the communication, students were running up to me asking, how did you do it? Because there's so many walking on this planet who are experiencing similar things. And they have nobody to talk to because they don't want to speak about it. It makes them feel like maybe something's weak about them or something's wrong with them. It's like, no, tell it. So individuals, whomever, can help make you right so you can feel good about yourself. I had to die, had a near-death experience August 2004 on my living room floor. My heart stopped. So I was taken to, as we say, the door, and I was a breath away from not being here and not talking to anybody today. And Most High, that divine, said, we are allowing you to return to do a greater work. So here I am, and speaking to you and all y'all is a greater work.
Yes.
So it's like I was told, you can't leave here until you do what we brought you here to do. And we don't care if you're 100%. You know?
Yes. Let me jump in here because we have someone who has a question and we only got like 4 or 5 minutes left. So let me bring Don Wolf. I think he's got a question for you. Don Wolf, how are you doing?
Greetings. Doing fine. Respect to your guests.
Yes.
I have Reverend quick June. Question.
Okay.
I'm going back to your question. The young people with spiritual gifts that separate them from their families and communities and make them afraid, are there techniques that or approaches that you use as an elder with these young people? Because most of the young people don't have support, and so they're afraid, but they cannot run away from the gifts, spiritual gifts that they have. And repeating my question is, what words, what approach, what ceremonies, techniques do do you use or suggest others to use to bring that out of our young people who are doing everything they can not to use their gift?
Yes. Yes, that's a good question. We've got about two minutes to go, so go ahead. Thank you.
I don't think they're doing everything not to utilize their gifts. They're not doing anything and around individuals who can inspire them, because so many people are doing everything they can to survive. You have to speak to young people in ways that they understand. Ask them, how do you feel? What do you feel about this? What do you think about thus and so? In other words, get them to open up and express themselves, especially when you care, because they're not always going to get it from a church or a minister or a teacher or an educator, because so many people are standing wherever they stand and they want to be the ones, and all the myriad standing below are seeking care and compassion, and they want to know, just like you, brother, are asking. So start with you. When you see children, when you see them, ask them, so what do you think? Well, you know, what are you thinking about? What's on your mind? What's rumbling in your mental body? You know, what's going on with you emotionally? Just whatever, when you are living in surrender to the divine, then whatever you're supposed to ask and speak will come forth consciously and positively, not negatively. Because we have babies that are being born now that are prophetic and that are healers. That's why a lot of babies don't want to be touched by a lot of humans, because they know babies are pure. So you got to become pure. Even if you're 50 years young, if you're 12 years young, if you're 97 years young, become pure. That means surrender all that bullshit that's unnecessary. Some of it you got to have, and you grow from it. You evolve from it. However, speak to the children, children of any age. Speak to them. Ask them, how do you feel? How are you feeling today? So what you've been thinking about? Are you utilizing your brain? Not their brains. One human only has one brain. Are you utilizing your brain? So whatever comes to you, Brother Don, and the other responsible brothers you're working with, then you all get out here and talk to these children. Because even gang members have some excellent thoughts that most of them are fearful to bring forth, because the others in the gang don't want you to know that they're thinking some of the same things. Some of them tired of being in them gangs.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not getting any inspiration or any inspirational communication, because those who are supposed to be doing the work, too busy collecting money so they can buy their golf streams and their Cessnas and their Maybachs and Bentleys and all that stuff, while the other ones struggling and walking. And I want people to know, you know, when they say, how you doing? I'm in it for the struggle, sister. Struggle means a violent effort. You sitting there eating on China and drinking from crystal glasses. Don't look like you're struggling from a damn thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Woo-wee. Yes, Reverend June, Juliet Gatlin. Thank you for who you're being in the world. Thank you for your wake-up words. The words that is activating the best in us, an opportunity for us to see ourselves. I'm grateful for the work you do. Thank you for being here today, and continue to inspire us. I so love you. Thank you, Reverend June.
I love you, and thank you for the invitation and assisting this voice to getting out here to help as many as desire.
Yes, I look forward to reading your journal thoughts.
You will.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Life is good. It's getting better. You've been listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and my guest, the elder, was Reverend June Juliet Gatlin. Her website address is Reverend with a T, June.com. You can Google her. You can go on YouTube and find out more about her work. I'll be back next week, Monday. But I'll be back on the air tomorrow on 1-2 Radio for Soul Food for Your Consciousness. Because I ain't waiting for nobody.
I'm going to be the change. It's all in me. Gina Renee. Her website address, you can find out about her music, her work, by going to ReverbNation.com/Gina Renee, R-E-N-E, the number one. ReverbNation.com, Gina Renee, the number one. Inviting us all to be the change. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank all of you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. And those of you listening to the archive, we appreciate you. And trust the process of life and do whatever it takes to keep surrendering to your power, to your gift, to your love. And don't forget, pray and move your feet. Prayer is a shifting consciousness. Be love, be true to yourself, and be love. Gina Renee, we're out of here. See you tomorrow on 1-2 Radio, 12 a.m. Eastern. Peace and blessings. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'm a piece of change. It's all in me. If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'm a piece of change. It's all in me. One world in harmony. One world, one family. I ain't waiting on nobody, cause I'm a piece of change. The change is me.
The world needs us to be ourselves. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about. Do you?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.